I think Teon played in his first game, and what sort of role can he have going forward?
Yeah, Teon had some nice plays. Teon had a couple nice runs. Some of those were really well blocked, which is encouraging to see from a blocking standpoint as well. But Teon, I think, made the most of those runs. Had a couple of you know, sort of young player mistakes along the way, as all the young players do. And he's working on fixing some of that stuff this week. But we were encouraged what we saw. I think he pretty much made the most of the carries that he got. Moving forward, you know, we'll obviously keep that in mind as we try to figure out what the carry situation looks like moving forward.
Protection standpoint, just to follow up, I mean, that's where, you know, center has played a key role on you guys for third downs there. How is Teon in that?
Yeah, I'm not sure he got a lot of opportunities. I'm not sure that whether it was the defenses called or just sort of the game situation, whether he got a whole lot of opportunities to block a blitzing linebacker. So those things sort of come and go. There's some variability to that based on defensive call. So he's coming along in that manner, and traditionally in this league, that's a area that running backs, young running backs especially, really work on quite a bit their first year, two, three, coming out of college, because it is different what they're being asked to do. So he's still working on improving that. I'm not sure he got tested a whole lot in the game.
Coach Graham Glasgow seems like he's played pretty well when you moved him to center. Has there been any consideration for keeping him there even when Travis Swanson's healthy?
I would say we'll evaluate that whole thing. Graham has done a nice job. Graham's played a lot of center in his time. He's got a good comfort level in there, but I think he's got a pretty good comfort level going at guard as well. So we're going to look at the big picture. Every week in this league seems like there's a bunch of different things going on with different guys, and hard to necessarily wire in on your starting five every single week. So we're going to play our best five at the best spots that they all fit, and try to keep evaluating those guys as we go.
How do things change for the offense if you have to go with Rudock over Stafford?
I think any time in this league when the starting quarterback is not playing, offenses change traditionally in this league. So we would adjust to play to Rudock's strengths, and obviously hasn't had a ton of experience. He's a younger player. We would adjust as needed, but we'll evaluate that as needed.
Do you then maybe create two different game plans this week, or is there a point in time where you kind of have to just go with it one way or the other and just?
Yeah, it would not be two different game plans. No, it would be we're rocked and ready to go. Whenever things happen, different people play, we adjust as we go. That's every single position. Somebody goes down, you may have something set up specifically for them. Sometimes you adjust that for somebody else, or kind of make adjustments during the game. It would be no different at the quarterback spot.
What kind of balance do you think you've gotten out of your receivers with Galladay and Marvin Jones and Golden Tate, all at the top, ranked at the top of what they do, like it's yards per catch, touchdowns, yards after the catch. Is that a pretty good balance you've gotten from that?
Well, I think we've been improving every week at that position, and I would throw T.J. Jones in that as well. I see all four of those guys contributing. Different modes, different manners. Everybody has different strengths. Everybody's, you know, we have some vet players. We have some young players. We have guys who have proven themselves in this league over a bunch of years and guys that are trying to do that. It is nice to have some guys with some different strengths. Let's just be a little more flexible offensively with the plays I can call and maybe the passes that Stafford can make or choose to try to make.
Coach Cutcliffe was here yesterday and spoke highly about your future as a coach from your experience. Was it your name or your football intelligence caught his eye or his ear?
According to him, the first one. No, he's a great man. I learned a ton from him. I spent my last year as a player at Tennessee with him as the offensive coordinator, quarterback coach, and then my first year as a graduate assistant in coaching with him. And I learned a ton, obviously. First year doing anything, you learn how the whole thing works. So really have a lot of respect for him, and he's doing a heck of a job at Duke, and look forward to watching him keep going.
How frustrating has the last four games with those slow starts been? And do you kind of feel like maybe there's a little disconnect about what the plan is and execution? Or
everyone's a different story. At the end of the day, coach has said it 100 times. I mean, hey, you'd love to be up early. That makes the game a whole lot. You're in more control of the game, and you can go from there. At the same time, pretty much we play ball around here to win the game at the end of the game. So we're trying to win that, trying to have more points than they do at the end. I'd love to have more points than they do at the end of the first quarter, but at the end of the day, that fourth quarter is really what matters, and that's what we're going to keep focusing on.
Matthews, when he's played through hand injuries before, he's tended to throw a lot of interceptions. I think he threw 5 in 15 quarters last year after he hurt that finger. What do you attribute that to, I guess?
Well, I'm not going to speak to specific injuries, but everyone's a little bit different. Everyone affects a guy a little bit different, and we'll just make sure we're doing the best thing for our team as we keep an eye on everything. But I'll leave all the injury specifics to Coach and Matthew.
Limited would your offense have to be to take that into account if he's playing with a hand that's not 100%?
We'll evaluate it and do the best thing to win the game.
You guys now lead the league in deep passing plays of over 40 yards. Now that was something that wasn't always there at the end of last year. What do you think has been the biggest key to unlocking that?
The players are getting better. Marvin Jones has made tremendous strides. I watched him this offseason put in work on specific areas of his game to improve. And I see that showing up for him. He's worked really hard. He's getting better. He's going to keep getting better. He's making big plays down the field for us. I think Kenny Galladay's come on and made some big plays for us. Stafford's doing a nice job of sometimes sort of catching the defense subbing and getting free plays. And in this league, free plays got big upside. And Stafford's doing a nice job of that. We've made some nice ones down the field. Stafford gives them a shot, puts the ball up in the air, and the more our guys come down with it, the more the quarterback's probably apt to do that. So our guys keep going up, making plays, and hopefully that number keeps rising.
Couple more for Jim Bob. Anybody?
Amir Abdullah, how's he looking? Obviously set out last week.
Yeah, like all the guys, injury specifics won't be something I'll get into, but look forward to getting him back when that time's right.
Jimbo, do you think your scheme fits having a consistent run game?
I think every scheme would benefit from a consistent run game.
Do you think your scheme is capable of having?
I do.
The free play, is that Stafford just seems to have a knack for it, or is that something he really just works on, or just some players just have a knack for it?
Well, different teams in the league over the years have sort of used that a little bit. To their benefit or to the defense's detriment. It's something we've been sort of working on, getting better at, and sort of working on a way to go about doing that thing. And I do think Stafford has a knack for it. I mean, at the end of the day, players on the field get to see that and feel that and go execute that. And Stafford's made several of those this year and really a couple last year. Where we've either made some big plays or had a really good shot at a big play. And in this league, when you get a free shot at a 45-yard play, that's hard to beat. So the players on the field are doing a good job of executing all that, and Stafford's running the show out there.